You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. I'm excited to be hanging out with you guys again this weekend. Make sure you check out the Best Bits with Raymundo. I had him on this weekend. It was super fun to talk about. We shared our last TV show we watched, last thing we ate. We also talked about our Valentine's Day plans, and Ray told me what I should do as a single person on Valentine's Day. And it was not good advice, but it's hilarious to hear. So definitely go check that out. And I'm so excited to hang out with you guys this weekend and count down some of the bits. So let's go. Abby confessed something about a missed connection she had. Basically, she shared this missed connection with us, and then we found out, well, something about it wasn't exactly true. So here you go.
Number 7.
It's time. Abby, I don't know what you're here to tell us, if it's a confession, if it's just you wanting to get this out in the open so we don't find out about it from somebody else, but I'm going to set it up because I don't know where this is going. Abby is on the show. Abby's single. She's been trying to find love for a long time. Occasionally, she has a little boyfriend, and that ends. We talk about it, the roller coaster. Sometimes she jumps in way too fast, too quick, right, guys?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, yeah. A lot of times, all the time.
So she's New Year's Eve. She flies into town, back home. She gets in an Uber. She's sharing an Uber with a guy because they're saving money. And they strike up a conversation. She thinks he's cute. He invites her to go to some New Year's thing, or at least she says it. She says she saw it, but she never got it. And she's telling, it's a misconnection. We're on the air going, does anyone know this guy? A listener finds the guy. So Abby doesn't know what to say back to him, really. So we spin the wheel, lands on me. I write the message back. It's a poem. It's a lovely poem.
Lovely. Beautiful poem.
And then all of a sudden, we didn't get a response. We never heard back from him. We're talking about it like an hour ago. And Abby's like, I have something I need to tell you guys. So Abby, the cringe level, if 10 is the worst cringe ever, how cringy is it?
I'd say 8, maybe 9.
That's cringy. Very cringy.
I like it.
So high.
Okay. Abby, what happened? Is it a confession or are you just angry or are you sad or what?
It's not really a confession. Well, okay. So remember when a caller called in and like said to check my hidden messages? And I did? Well, the other day I was looking again just because I didn't really know of that hidden inbox. So I was just like looking at messages and guess who I come across? Reed. Like, he did send me a message. So the one that I sent your email to or whatever to was the wrong Reed.
We sent the love poem to the wrong guy?
Yes, it's not the same guy.
But you said he looked like him.
But you said that was him.
No, and they both play the fiddle. They both have brown hair.
What?
Because remember, the other one was private, so I couldn't look at him.
This is ridiculous.
So it went to the wrong Reed. And he did send me that invitation that night. I just didn't see it.
Okay. So she fell in love with the guy, saw his Instagram, was like, oh, that's him for sure. So she was
No, she said even when we found it, it was private, it was hard to see him, but you thought it was him.
Yeah, because I looked this guy up
so
and he plays fiddle.
Him.
So both of these Reeds play fiddle
love
in
triangle.
Nashville.
Wow.
We got a love triangle.
All three of them.
Wow, okay.
So now what?
Yeah, now...
I think we just...
Hey, copy and paste the poem. No, no, send it back over to the other one.
Let's just let it go.
Why?
Why?
Because, guys...
No, you came across it again for a reason.
Let me talk to Abby. Abby, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why.
What's up?
Well, that was almost 4 weeks ago at this
great
point.
Now you just don't look like you're readily available. Now you're playing hard to get. Do you not want to go out with them?
I don't even know at this point. I'm like...
Wow, he didn't do anything wrong. You're acting like he did something wrong. He literally messaged you.
Yes.
So why would you not?
I don't know.
Are you nervous? Is it because you're nervous about it?
Well, because I've already talked about it so much on here and to the other
No chance if he plays the fiddle in a bluegrass band, he's ever even heard of this show.
That's true.
And if he does, he hates it. So you're all good.
Yeah, I could. I just can't believe that.
Message him back. Not the poem. Say, hey.
Coffee.
No, hold on. Don't just write coffee. Say, hey, I just saw this. I didn't know we had hidden messages. Wow, how are you doing? That's it. Oh, you have a reason now to message him back.
I like that. Much better.
We're back on track.
So then
guys,
maybe that was meant to be.
Yeah. Okay,
but have you gone out with anybody else since then?
Nope.
None?
Nope. She's smiling.
Why is she being all weird?
Yes, why?
Well, she didn't have to tell us if she has, but have you?
No. No, you said to say no. Just leave it at that. So,
yes, but you don't want to say yes.
And that's why she doesn't want to message this dude, because she's obviously seeing someone.
She's in love with someone else.
I'm blinking really awkwardly.
Are you engaged?
No, I'm not.
But let me just say this. You don't want to message the guy right now.
I'm going to hold off.
Why don't you message him anyway? It's not like you're in a committed relationship. Abby, this is you going too hard too fast with one other guy.
Oh my gosh.
I'll message him.
See, this is a recurring
thing. Oh my gosh.
My brain. This is how my brain is.
Abby thinks she's married.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand she doesn't want to message this Reed guy because she's involved.
She thinks she's involved.
She thinks she's
been
committed
on like two dates. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, I know we're guessing, but what's your hypothesis?
It is that she doesn't want to mess this up because she's committed to this other guy. Other guy is probably going out with 8 girls on an app. And isn't committed to Abby, but Abby doesn't want to mess it up.
Hey, we've seen this movie before.
Golly. Mm. Abby, message the other guy, too.
Okay.
I love you, Abby.
I just like putting my effort into one thing at a time.
We know, and it smothers. That's called smothering an animal with a blanket.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Charles Kelly stopped by our show this week, and he talked about his journey to sobriety, and it was a really vulnerable, emotional interview and just really cool to hear from Charles, from where he started to where he is now. He also gave us a performance of his new song that he wrote about that journey to sobriety, which is called As Far As You Could. It's not on the podcast, but you can definitely go check it out at bobbybones.com, but the interview is right here. It's a really good one. You're going to love hearing this conversation between Bobby and Charles.
Number 6.
He's born in Augusta, Georgia, 1981. One of the lead singers of the group. Now, Lady A, as you know, has a bunch of number ones. They have 11, as a matter of fact. But just in case you need to know, here is Downtown. And I don't know why it don't take me downtown. But all their number ones is nothing if you don't add in all the number ones he's written for other artists. For example, Luke Bryan, Do I. Do I turn you on at all? Or Darius, Homegrown Honey. Your little homegrown honey. Or Brett Young, Here Tonight. We can just stay here in this. He's like 6'7". Again, from Lady A, let's welcome in Charles Kelly. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Charles Kelly.
Charles, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man.
You know, it's kind of I won't say weird, but, you know, you wrote this song and it's a very serious, like, meaningful song, but also, like, I like you as a friend and you're funny, and it's like, well, we're going to get into a couple things here, but, you know, it's like, what do we do here?
Am I going to have my word vomit like usually?
Well, how do you feel? Just generally, how do you feel today as compared to yesterday, as compared to a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's a journey. I mean, I think with anything, I mean, it was, you know, I think it was obvious to a lot of people. I mean, it was time, you know, it wasn't fun anymore for me. I think the last 3 years, it just had gotten to this point where it had escalated, and it was, you know, I had to do it. Like, it wasn't even like I was getting any joy out of it. It just became a crutch, you know? So, I mean, everything has gotten infinitely better. I mean, do I not like to go to a cocktail party? That's really awkward for me. You know, if I'm going to be around drinking, I need to have like something I'm doing, whether it's a dinner or like golf, you know, I can have buddies around me drinking, but at least for now, you know, I'm a little over 6 months in, but just waking up, enjoying the mornings, I feel like I get to say I'm a sober dad now. You know, I'm way more present for him. I'm
You feel healthy body-wise?
Yeah. Yeah, I've lost about 15 pounds and working out every day. And
where did that come from, the 15 pounds? Was it just not drinking or are you shifting?
Yeah. Both. I mean, I think you go through a whole new mindset. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about the other day, like, I knew it. I knew something was going to have to happen, you know, and I was just, like, waiting. And luckily, you know, I didn't lose it all, but I almost did. I mean, my marriage was kind of really, really shaky. The band definitely was concerned, and I was like, something's going to happen. What is going to happen? Am I going to get pulled over? Am I going to do something awful? And it just eventually was like, why am I waiting for some giant disaster, you know? So, but it's been unbelievable, man. I mean, my wife and I's relationship has turned around 180. I mean, I think she was always concerned for me, you know, and you would say some of the worst things to the one that loves you the most, you know? And I think just for that, you know, that was my first goal with doing this, was like, I need to save my marriage and be there for my boy. And then it was like, okay, now what's the next challenge? How do my bandmates trust me again moving forward?
And yeah, that's probably took some time. With a lot of people. And I've dealt with
a lot of people.
Addiction and, you know, alcoholism to a different level, but it has run rampant through my family and killed people. And so from a different perspective, we're looking at the same Genesis and, and actions, but from different places. And with my mom, she tried, but I didn't feel like she was ever fully committed herself. I think she was trying for other people.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. When you try for other people, she tended, I'll speak for her, to give up a little quicker because she wasn't doing it for herself ever.
That's such a, I mean, in the beginning, it's funny you said that. It wasn't until, you know, I won't go into the details of the work I've been doing, but it's a lot of work. And I think that was something that it took me a few months after, you know, putting the bottle down to actually be like, I've got to do this for me. Like in the beginning, it totally was, I'm trying to save my marriage. I'm trying to save my band and in my career, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, I got to do this for me. And I started feeling better. Started, you know, getting my confidence back. I started feeling more purpose. I think that's what, like, where this song kind of came from. I was like, you know, I want this to mean something. I want this journey to have meant something, you know, and something good can come out of it. But it's weird, man. I feel like I had a great run, 25 years. I'd say the first 20 years of it, you know, it's kind of like what the song says. It was like, you're a part of my story. It was like, you took me places. I mean, I don't know if I would have ever moved to Nashville if I didn't have some drunken night the night before and was so miserable. And I was like, got up and it's like, I'm going, you know? And I'm not saying that's a, you know, I'm not trying to justify it, but it was like so many little moments, you know, I mean, when I first met my wife, I had a little liquid courage and there's nothing wrong with, you know, drinking. I just am the type of guy that I'm going to take it to the next level. I mean, I remember going to dinners with Dave and he'd be like, I was one glass of wine. I was like, you literally can just have one glass. Yeah,
like, how do you do that? That's
like,
how I feel too. Like, how do you do anything?
Yeah. Like, once one, I'm going. Mm-hmm. And so it was just obvious. I mean, all the signs were there. And it is. It's an interesting journey. And I think I was blown away at like how many people, you know, could relate that weren't even addicts themselves, you know, or alcoholics. It's just the family. It touches everybody, family members and all this stuff. And you know, that was kind of too what I keep telling myself with this song. It's like, I don't know what journey it's going to take, but all I know is if it feels authentic and it feels true and already feels like it's, you know, it's spoken to people. And I mean, gosh, that's what we got into this for, was to you know, have some songs like that. And you know, to write songs like that as writers. And you know, the title actually came from, you know, I went somewhere and did some work on myself and had written that down. I was like, it was almost like a goodbye letter to alcohol. And I was like, goodbye whiskey, you know, go to hell. You took me as far as you could. And I was like, that's a good title. And so when we came in and started, you know, I was like, I want to write a really honest song. And it was a special moment, I think, for the three of us.
When you write that song, and again, you're writing it because it is so personal. Are you going, we're going to write this because I just need to get this somehow encapsulated into music? Do you write this as in, I do want to share this, it's a Lady A song? Where did you plan, like, level two? You wrote it now.
Yeah, I honestly, we were just writing. I think we were just writing it. And, you know, and I didn't know if it was going to be me, you know, a Lady A song. I mean, honestly, I think Dave and I both would agree. I mean, we were picturing it as a Lady A song. And Hillary just was like, Charles, this is your story. And she was like, I almost am afraid to throw harmonies on it and take away from the rawness and the authenticity, I think, of your journey. And, you know, because she had just an amazing Grammy-winning song, you know, her Christian song, Thy Will. And I was like, you know, maybe it's like that. Like, that was her story and so personal. And we can have, you know, be able to put some stuff out, but I think it all still goes towards that Lady A, the sound. I mean, we did it the other night. It was our first show back in Orlando, and it was just one of these special moments that we had, you know, to play that song. And so, you know, I'm hoping it can kind of live alongside just all our body of work. And, you know, we're working on some new music as a band as well. And just, I think just, you know, maybe this can all lead us into some more longevity is kind of where I look at it.
Well, Dave's here too, just in case you thought they didn't like each other. Like, it's Charles Kelly, it's Dave, and Jimmy Robbins in place of Hillary, which is not But I do like the fact that this it really is your story, and it needs to be told by you with the attention on you, so what you're saying can be heard and it not be watered or not be interpreted any way except by a singular voice, because it's such a singular journey for others, for yourself and others.
I think that's so true. And honestly, I applaud Hillary for kind of, you know, recognizing that, because we were, Dave and I both, you know, wouldn't lie, we were like, oh man, this is, I love this kind of sound and this message from us as a band. And, you know, I think it looking back now, I'm like, man, she was right, you know, and I got to applaud like Dave and Jimmy. I mean, when we wrote it, it just had this thing where I was just kind of just throwing out some things. I said, yeah, I said, it's probably why I moved to Nashville. And Jimmy just goes, so I moved to Nashville, I almost left. And I was like, we were off to the races. Mm-hmm. And I know that I couldn't have gotten it out in such a poetic way, you know, even though it wasn't their journey, but Dave has gotten to see it, you know? And so, I mean, we were tearing up. It was it was a really therapeutic moment. And it's a journey, man. I mean, we still got a ways to go with the bands and you know, a lot of, you know, I've done a lot of repair, but it's kind of almost like a living repair. I'm going to, you know, really got to, because I've tried before, you know, and like you had said, trying to do it on your own or do it for somebody else, you're just white knuckling it. It's not going to work long term. It only takes one drink to get you right back where you were. And so, and it was, you know, it only had gotten worse.
Here is Charles Kelly with his song, As Far As You Could. Charles Kelly. Great. What's the goal with this song? Because you write it, then you record it, then you decide you're going to put it out. And what's the goal? Because it's something bigger than just putting a song out, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, to reach people. I mean, it really, you know, it's been such an up and down journey. And, you know, as an artist and things that work, things that don't work. And I have a big part of even this journey of the work I've been doing is just letting go and chasing the art and letting go. And, you know, putting my stock and my happiness in the process and not the outcome. I mean, I didn't even think it was going to be something to even considered putting it out as a single, but Scott Borchetta, you know, Big Machine, was just, he just really is passionate about it. Same thing with Ryan and Jimmy over at the label and my team. And they just were like, this is a powerful message. And I don't know if anybody knows what it's going to do, but it already feels like it's, I mean, it's already, I got it out. I mean, even one of the reasons of getting it out, I couldn't hold it in anymore. And, you know, and we were in our last label meeting, it was like, oh, well, let's go in there and do this with Lady A. And everybody's like, Hillary's like, let's step back. And Dave, like, you know, let's not get ahead of this. It was like, I got to get this out right now. And just, you know, I got to get it off my chest. And so I think that was the biggest thing, was just getting it out there and whatever journey it takes. I mean, it's already done so much for me and some of the stories I've heard. My wife, I think she probably gets more people reaching out to her, you know, other wives that are going through this. How do you deal with it? What's the best way? And it's given her so much purpose, and she's doing so much work around it that, again, it's like, it's just bringing us together in this whole different way. And I was like, even if that's the journey of the song, I don't know. I think I just want to let go of it and enjoy it, you know. And
well, I appreciate your vulnerability.
Thank you, man.
I mean, you can still sing.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
You know.
And I didn't say one inappropriate thing on the show. I really think that's the first time.
There's still a couple minutes left.
We still got Lunchbox, you know, in here.
Don't worry.
Dude, by the way, you're my favorite. I love all you, but he makes me laugh so much. I'll get on Instagram. When
Ray,
I
cut the bit. Cut the bit, Ray.
When I need like a good laugh, it is just awesome. He reminds me, well, I feel like we would be best friends because we just don't really, we have no filter. My filter's a little bit less, but it's still there.
Jimmy, you know I'm a big fan of you two. Yeah. You've been on before with Maren, when Charles says something like you just said, you know, brought me to Nashville, and you're like, brought me to Nashville. Like, so if I were just to go, I ate some Fruit Loops this morning, how would you just throw that out there?
That's a good one. Man, I don't know. It'd
be about your kid.
I'm a lot like these Fruit Loops. No.
Yeah, I'm a lot like
it's like, what would that melody be, though? Like, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Yeah. Ate some Fruit Loops this morning.
Yeah, there it is. See?
Nice.
But my spoon was dirty. Yes, it was. My wife told me to unload the dishwasher, but I never started it to begin with. Now I'm sick, 'cause I ate dirty Fruit Loops from a dirty, dirty spoon. And now I got E. coli. I might die real soon. Toucan Sam wants to kill me, 'cause he hates this song. And it all started 'cause I did my wife wrong. Oh, thank you very much, everybody. Yeah. We wrote that. I wrote it by myself. You guys get no credit. Thank you.
That was great.
Thank you.
'Cause I did my wife wrong. I thought you were going to get back to something.
No, I wasn't. I wanted to go where I had no business going, which was just find a word that rhymed, boys. That was it.
That was great.
Look, Charles, I love it. I love what you're doing, what it's doing, and what's going to happen. You have no idea that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because all that has to be open for you to even pursue this, because you're going to get pulled and tugged, and it's going to be hard to sing it. It's going to be awesome to sing it. And sometimes you may be like, man, I'm over singing it. And sometimes you're like, I wish I could sing it more, but I just respect it.
Thank you, man.
Because it is so hard to just open up your rib cage and be vulnerable in sharing things that maybe you didn't do right.
Yeah.
That you can now do way right, and other people can hear the same. So that's a word vomit for me, but I respect it, and I'm super proud for you, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. I really do.
Dave, Jimmy.
Yeah, man.
You guys are cool. Anyway.
Something I think would be cool to hear is from you, Dave, is what's the coolest thing that you've noticed in this season for Charles? Like, what's it done for you?
Yeah, gosh, he'll always be Charles, but he's just changed his demeanor and energy in such a positive, healthy way. He's taken all of that energy that he has, which is awesome, and put it into so much good. I mean, I'm just proud of him. I mean, to be honest, like, this is bigger than a song for me. I mean, I've been friends with him since we were 10, 11, 12. I mean, writing that day, we were all just kind of crying. I'm just proud of him. I mean, this is more than just a song out there. I mean, this is him making life changes that I'm so proud to stand by him in, and proud to stand alongside. I told him, I was like, I'll play this as much as you want. You know, it's your story and it's vulnerable. And I haven't found a circle of people that haven't been impacted in some way by this song, the stories that I've heard personally that, I mean, I know there's a great mission with this song, you know, wherever it lands. So I'm super proud of him. This is awesome.
If you need a mocktail sommelier, I'm your guy.
Yeah, there you go.
I do it for Jake constantly. I'm like, actually, you'll like a little citrus in this one,
nice.
Jake. And get a salt. If you're going to get a mocktail margarita, be sure to get extra salt.
Yeah.
So hit me up. I'll lay it down. Charles Kelly, great. Love it. You guys are awesome. And by the way, check out Fruit Loop Spoon coming out featuring Lady A really soon. Yeah. I put it out and stream it. It's me featuring Lady A, and they have no idea. Now that would be awesome. All right. Thank you, Charles. Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you, Brad.
All right, there. Charles Kelly, everybody.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Y'all love to hear Amy's glitches, and they happened again recently. But even more so than that, Scuba Steve turned one of her glitches into an EDM song. So it's like something you could hear at a Las Vegas club, and people are loving it. Some people are even requesting that it get put on streaming services so you guys can listen to it. Y'all are crazy. But in case you missed it, here's Amy's glitch being turned into a song.
Number 5.
Sometimes I think I'm living in a simulation. You wouldn't know it if you were. And sometimes I see little glitches. And a lot of times it's from Amy, where it's something where I'm like, that was not supposed to happen, or she says something. Once, we were talking about the McBoat at McDonald's, and she just started short-circuiting. So here is the full clip of that.
So you can paddle up on a dock, place your order, and then it's brought out to you by the staff, and it's called McDote McMon...
She was supposed to say called McBoat, and I don't know how I turned to this.
McDote McMon...
Something short-circuited. That was a glitch in the simulation.
That was crazy.
Here's a new glitch.
From me?
Yes. This clip is from one of our blind karaoke bits. Here is the original clip, and you decide what she's trying to say.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
I put mine in my pocket usually.
Oh.
Because she had the pack on and it fell. The pack is what you can listen to. So, you know, you put it on your belt or the back of your pants, or I put mine in my pocket if I'm on stage. And it fell, and this is what she said.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
I put mine in my back pocket usually.
Oh.
She's having a breakdown.
Amy.
There's a glitch in the system. We're living in a simulation. One more time, the last one.
Now I know if that were to happen to an artist.
That's not English.
No.
Another language is programmed into her, and the wrong one's coming out.
I don't know.
So, yeah. I don't know if you like dance music, but here's this song based on that.
I put mine in my back pocket usually.
Oh.
There it is.
Wow.
That's a great song.
DJ Scuba Steve.
I wonder if that's a hit in another universe.
Or in Germany right now. No, not now.
Wow.
Scuba did that?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
DJ Scuba Steve.
Thank you.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
It's employee of the month time, but not just for January. It was also for December. We combined the two since we were gone on holiday vacation. We found out who won, who did the best between those 2 months. And this time, not only did people not do their acceptance speeches before they actually won. This time we shared why we think we should win. So it was a little bit different this time around. And who won definitely deserves it. Listen, everybody on our show deserves it. But this was a funny one to listen to and hear what everybody does every day and why they think they should be Employee of the Month.
Number 4.
It's time to award the Employee of the Month for here at the Bobby Bone Show. You can win up to $300 if you're Employee of the Month. Lunchbox is eliminated because he is serving a suspension.
Not suspension.
Can be back next month.
I'll be back next month, and that means the crown will be on my head. You guys enjoy your little pity party while you're at it.
No pity party. Someone will be recognized, though.
Yeah.
So I want to recognize the person who's done the best storylines, who has shined, who's allowed others to shine. If you win, pick your prize. You got money, you got self-promotion, you got blocking somebody else. So when I come to you, you tell me why you should be the Employee of the Month. And maybe it's so good, if you weren't, maybe I go, well, that's a good point, now they are. First up, Raymundo, why should you be Employee of the Month?
I continue to make the listeners closer to the show in Vegas. DJ 2DQ, he hit me up. He needed a birthday video from Bones. Boom, I got it from Bones. A listener wanted another birthday call from Bones. I said, Bones, FaceTime midnight. He didn't answer, but dang it, I tried.
Can I win Employee of the Month?
Yeah, you're doing a lot of work, too. Yeah.
Okay. So Ray annoyed you with requests from listeners.
You're eliminated. You're not Employee of the Month. Lunchbox, I'm sorry. You don't even get to read a speech. But if you'd like to have 15 seconds to explain why you should be let back in this week, this month, you can.
Yeah, guys, the show doesn't go without me.
All right, that's enough. Thank you.
Time's up. Mm-hmm. That wasn't 15 seconds.
I know. Morgan. Why should you be Employee of the Month?
Well, I feel like I deserve Employee of the Month because every week I spend over 70 hours working to keep our social media and digital platforms running and always up to date with everything that you guys talk about on air. Plus, I have to deal with a lot of mean people online. And, you know, I stay positive through it all, and I've been really open about my crazy dating life as well. So,
all solid stuff.
Yeah.
Great job, Morgan. You are an asset to the show, but you're not Employee of the Month this month. Amy's our returning champion. Amy, why should you be Employee of the Month?
Okay, I feel like I've been working really hard on bringing good energy into the show. I do breathing exercises while I drive in. I hope the best for everybody on the show. I brought the Stevenson Show, which has now been played a few times, something I do with my son. And I had calls from the elderly. Well, let's not call them that. Older listeners that have wisdom for us, and they all called in. Just ideas and topics.
There we go. Thank you,
Amy.
That was a run-on sentence.
You are not Employee of the Month. Lunchbox, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Good energy.
Thank you. I mean, I was just like, if you're going to cut me off, what are we doing
here?
Yeah,
go ahead,
but
Lunchbox.
That was fine.
Go ahead, 15
seconds.
It
was fine. Without me, there would be no show. The energy is me. You say you bring energy. Who brings the drama? Who gets people fired up on those phones? The only reason people tune in is say, what is Lunchbox going to say next? And that's why they're here in 2023.
You know what? You're back in contention, Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Wow!
Let's go!
All because of that.
Let's go!
You're back in contention. I like it.
Let's go!
I like the energy.
Woo! I didn't even do a breathing exercise.
You just yelled in my face.
Eddie,
yeah.
Why should you be Employee of the Month?
I have one thing to say, Bones, and that's hottest gummy bear in the world. Look, I have a confession to make. That was December. This is Employee of the Month. Look, I have a confession. I really liked Amy's gifts, but I knew at that moment I was going to have to go for that luxury gift. So maybe I have to take the hottest gummy bear, the hottest chip, whatever, for the show. These are the stupid things I do for the show. Therefore, I deserve to be Employee of the Month.
Yeah, I did hot chip.
Eddie, you're still in it.
Yeah!
Let's go to Abby. Abby, you're answering the phones. You're producing bits behind the scenes. Why should you be Employee of the Month?
Okay, I think I deserve to win because I really put myself out there this month and trusted y'all with my dating life, and I usually embarrass myself in the process. But I especially think I should win for sending the most cringeworthy message, no offense, Bobby, to a guy that I've ever sent. Plus, I have to listen to a hater in the studio every time I talk about it. So
that'd be Lunchbox.
Pick me to
Abby's
win.
The one who eliminated Lunchbox from the game, so I can't really go against that. Lunchbox, you're eliminated again. You're not Employee of the Month.
Oh, wow. I totally... Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so it's between Abby and Eddie.
Wow.
We know who won.
Well, who?
No, we don't.
It's Eddie.
Why?
Because he deserves it, maybe?
Eddie the dad. He had a couple good Eddie the...
If he did, it's not for the gummy bear.
The Employee of the Month.
It's not for the gummy bear.
The gummy bear is awesome.
This employee is a hero. He broke up a fight and shared the heroic story with us. Because of him backing out on tickets to For King and Country, they came and performed one of the best of the entire year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He won easy trivia. He's back to dominating games. unless I'm playing. He admitted to making his kids eat out of the garbage. He shared an important scam alert after his dad basically had to cancel his identity. He ate the hottest gummy bear, and he performed Feliz Navidad. His performance was great.
Dang!
What a run. Eddie, you are the employee of the month.
I'm telling you, 90% of those bits you just said, I forgot about. That's crazy.
I know, same.
You're doing so many good ones. So what would you like, Eddie? You got a few options here. You can eliminate... You could keep Lunchbox out another month.
I could do that. That'd be fun.
You could do some self-promotion, or you could spin the wheel of cash.
I do like the self-promotion because
you
of my TikTok.
Get two spins on the wheel if you want it.
Bones, during this whole bit, I keep staring at that wheel. And there are only two slots that I really want. The spin again three times and the $100.
What about the 20 or the 50?
Those are nice. Those are nice. But when you said you can win up to $300, I was like, okay, this is where it's at. So I'm going to take my chances, Bones.
You want it too. You get two spins.
Two spins. Let's go.
And if you like the first one, you keep it. But if you don't like it, you have to spin again.
Correct.
And you have to go with whatever that second spin is.
You got it.
Let's spin that wheel.
Come on. $100. $100. There it is. Hey.
$5.
Hey, that's good.
$5. Now, do you want to set on five or do you want to spin again?
There's a lot of ones out there. You know what? How cool would it be to go home, tell my kids I want Employee of the Month, and show them the $5 bill? I'm going to take the money, Bones.
He's taking the money.
Yeah!
Are you serious?
Yeah, I can't risk it, guys. Last time I spun the wheel, it was dollars.
Do you want to know what it would have been?
Yep.
Let's spin that wheel!
It's going to be 100.
I mean, I have never seen a dumber...
Oh, see? Good job.
See? There you go.
Eddie?
Thank you, Bones.
You are such a wimp.
Here's your cash. Come on up and accept. $5! Employee of the Month, Eddie. You did great.
Thank you,
Bones. Congrats, Eddie. You guys have been put on notice. I'm back.
Oh.
I'm back.
So what does that mean?
Get ready.
Are you warning us you're going to do a great job?
The heat is coming.
Oh, no.
The heat is coming.
Consider me scared.
Who will I block next
month?
All right,
Luke Combs. But you got to be a great employee to be able to block somebody.
Don't worry.
Okay, I'm not.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Another really awesome Raw interview we had on the show this week was with Morgan Evans. He stopped by to perform his song Over For You, which when we played it on the show, y'all loved it and could not get enough of this song. So, of course, we had to have him come in the studio and perform it live, which also you guys loved and really cool. And that's another performance you can check out at BobbyBones.com. But not only that, during his time when he was on the show, he opened up about the very public divorce that he went through, is going through, and it was just really cool to hear from Morgan, hear his perspective on things and how he's been doing recently. So overall, an awesome, incredible interview and performance. So go check out the performance on BobbyBones.com, but here is that interview with Morgan and Bobby now.
Number three.
You may know him from his number one song, Kiss Somebody.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
He grew up in New South Wales in Australia, started surfing at age 13. At 5, he played piano. At 11, he played horn. You know, love him. He's a friend. And he was playing a show in Australia. And this is, like, right as all the news about him and Kelsey Ballerini's divorce was coming out. And he goes out, and he takes a deep breath, and he plays a song I never heard before. And it was a very personal song called Over For You. Here's a clip of that.
How would I search the whole world over?
It's the first time he's been anywhere to perform this. Super pumped. And let's do it now. Here he is. Morgan Evans.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Morgan Evans.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
It feels like, Amy, this has been my experience with Morgan over the last 6 months. Hey, you in town? No, I'm not in town. Okay.
Is that how you read his texts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's
with the accent.
I'm here for, I'm not here. And then we do this, and this is literally the first time we've seen each other.
Yeah.
But we've tried.
We've been trying to get a game of pickleball going.
We've been trying. Yeah. That's why I don't know that I've ever walked in and just hugged anybody before. If I saw Morgan, I didn't give him a big hug up there. Just because, like, my friend, I haven't seen you forever, man.
It's been a long time.
Golly, your hair's all long.
Good to see all you guys.
Yeah, and that's not that good to see them. It's really good to see me, though, really to be honest. Yeah. Yes. Your hair's growing. You growing boy?
I'm a growing boy, yeah.
Yeah. What's been happening?
Man, I just got back from Australia. I spent Christmas down there. Almost a month.
I heard.
It was awesome.
Christmas in Australia is cool because it's warm.
Yeah, it was like a little snapshot of summer, and spent so much time with my family and old mates, and I've got all these little nieces and nephews now, and they all know who I am now, which is
great. Because you actually are around.
Yeah, they're
available.
All three, like 3, 4, 1, 2, so I know them from FaceTime, and so now it's really nice to have a real connection.
You are without shoes in a lot of your pictures, especially when you're being active. And so, but there's a guy who keeps offering Amy money for feet pictures. And
is
so
right?
Would you, if somebody messaged you and said, hey, I'll give you $200 for close-ups of your feet and only your feet, would you do that?
Nah.
You would, even though your feet are already for free on your Instagram?
Well, yeah, to be clear, I'm being offered $250.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I didn't mean to undervalue you. Would you do feet pictures?
Where is that on the hierarchy of feet value?
No idea. Like, we haven't seen a
what's
chart.
What's the most valuable feet picture?
We only know her value.
Okay.
I tried to sell him some of mine.
And
it was
no.
far lower. Yeah. But now he wants giant pictures of her with her feet right near the camera, and she's standing, her head small, and he's offered even more.
That's pretty specific.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like giant nests or something, and all you have to do is just make your foot or hand look big. That's all I would have to do, and he said he'd pay me. I mean, I'm not going
to
do it.
Wait, do you reply to this person?
No.
We talk about him on the show all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But you're someone who is at the beach a lot, and I wonder, since it's already readily available, would you also take money?
Well, maybe because it's so available, I've never been offered money for it. I do get asked this question a little bit, which I think is equally as interesting, which is, are your feet ticklish? Do you get ticklish?
Hmm.
It seems like a common, like, multiple people question.
Never thought about that.
Yeah.
And if I...
I don't even know what it means.
I'd search the computer history of whoever asked that question.
Wait, you don't know what that means?
I don't do any more than read it and then move on from it. So I haven't, like, looked into where it comes from, but...
Are they?
Yeah.
What? Are they ticklish?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes.
Take them off. We do it right now.
Let's try.
We do it right now. okay, look. Let's get to the nitty gritty. You played this song that you're about to play. You played it at a live show. We saw it on TikTok. I ripped the audio off TikTok and just played it on the air. The whole thing. It's a phone version. It sound your performance was great, but the audio quality was pretty terrible because it was just somebody recording it.
Right.
Then I know some people that know some people, and I got a bored version of you of that. And, you know, I didn't know if you're going to get upset at me for having it and playing it. I didn't ask permission because I didn't want you to say no, and I felt like the song was really good and you would be grateful later, hopefully, if that ended up being a single. And
right.
So we had that, and I was playing it, and then it became your single now. And so I want to go back to that night because whenever you walked out, it sounded like you didn't say anything to the crowd. It sounded like you were a bit emotional before you played it. Is that true, or are we putting too much into that?
I mean, it's very true that it was an emotional time. Man.
The first time you played, were you like,
yeah.
Were you? I guess my question is, were you thinking about, okay, should I play this tonight? And did you make the decision right then and there, or are you like, I'm going to play this new song I just wrote?
No, it was a then and there thing. It was a moment in the show that was always going to be the band leaves the stage and then it's a piano moment, but... there was a couple of options that I had to do that night of different piano versions of different songs. And I'd just written this song over for you the week before. And I hadn't even shown anyone. Like, I hadn't even sent it to my management or anything. But
did you write it by yourself?
I'd been playing it a lot. I wrote it with a couple other people here in town.
So how vulnerable is that you go?
Yeah.
I mean, songwriting is very vulnerable when it's very personal.
Yeah.
And you go and you go and write this song. This has been happening. You have to trust those two, and I'm assuming they're people you've ridden with before.
Yeah, one of them was. Two of them I met that day.
Oh boy, hello, I'm Morgan. Here.
I don't know how or why it happened. I guess some things just happened for a reason. It was the only song I wrote in a 4-month period, and I went into that session because I was a big fan of a couple of people in the room, and then one of my really good mates was in there, and I thought I need to do something creative because this is what I do. It's like an outlet, and I sat in the corner of the room. And I just looked at everyone. I was like, guys, I'm going to be completely useless in this session unless I just tell you what's going on. You know?
Were they like elephant in the room? They knew you were, it was a difficult season. And they were like, does he want to, do we even write a song? Because there's just so much there. How was that?
I don't know if that part of it ever had a chance to happen. Because I just said, look, let's just do this.
Well, the song is so good. I mean, if you write it or you wrote it for somebody else, song's good by itself, regardless of whatever story it is. But the personal story makes it doesn't matter whose story, but a personal story adds value to anything creative because we feel, as the person who's listening, consuming, we feel like it's like authentic and legitimate.
Right.
And that's the goal.
It is. And as a songwriter, I feel like that aspect of it I'm really proud of. I think the pride of it comes from after sharing it, seeing how that level of vulnerability and personal writing is actually the thing that most widely relates to people.
Yeah.
And the amount of messages and comments I get on social media now they're so great, and they're like, it's so much more than, hey, I love that song, or that show was so fun. It's like, thank you for writing that song. Thank you for putting into words how I felt or how I feel. Thank you for letting me know I'm not alone. And those kind of things mean so, so much. Having gone through a situation like that, seeing that it helps other people going through situations like that, yeah, it's really a big deal.
Morgan Evans is here. He's got a keyboard piano. Now, is that one of those keyboards that plays for you, or the key, or are you actually going to play?
Yeah,
you know how the ones that would like play down to the keys? Okay, yeah. But it's not. You're actually going to play.
I'm going to use my hands.
Okay, just making sure. I'm just showing how legitimate he is as an artist all around. The guy plays all the instruments. How funny if he comes in and just starts playing the samba. He pushes the wrong button and it's done. Dun. Okay, here he is. Morgan Evans with his song, Over For You. Morgan Evans.
Wow. Thank you.
The only thing that I can relate just a bit of my story to this here is, and it's not the only thing, but when I would write like my first book, I revealed some very personal things that I'd never revealed before, and it felt a little embarrassing is not the word, but I would like talk about some really personal things about my mom and addiction and struggles and things that I felt people were going to feel sorry for me for. And so I was like, I don't want people to feel sorry for me. And I was embarrassed that they might. But then when people started to come up to me at like shows, when I would go and do, they would go, hey, that part. And it'd be that specifically. They would go, that's the part. They go, I related so much to that. The thing that I was so worried about, the thing that I was like, man, when people hear this, they're going to think less of me, or they're going to feel sorry for me. And I didn't want them to feel sorry for me. I was using that as an outlet to share. But it was that people related to the most. Mm. And I wonder if that was similar with you, where you're going, I'm going to do this song, it's so personal. And like you said, you didn't expect people to just be like, I needed that song for me, not just listening to your story, like they needed it for them. And all these people hearing that, your very personal story, but then also finding their own story inside of it. There's got to be something in that that makes you feel great that you didn't expect.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had no expectations for it. I'm not sure if you had expectations for those moments in that book. I've read the book, by the way. It's great.
Thank you. I've heard that song. It's really good, too.
Yeah. it's great for that reason, though. And I think the same reason that I feel like people kind of have been reacting to this song. I literally played it that night on the festival because I felt like it was something that I needed to say, something that I needed to do. And it wasn't until after the show felt good to do that. And I didn't really get a choice in any of the rest of it, because by the time I woke up, the time difference and stuff, someone like, you've played the song on the radio, TikTok's had this video shared however many times, and after that, it kind of just took on a life of its own in other people's lives. And so after that, I felt like, it's obviously always going to be my story, my song, but I feel like now that it's out there in the world, it's everybody's who needs it to be.
Was there ever a time where you thought, I may never put this song out? I may never play this song. We wrote it. Maybe it was just that cathartic experience of songwriting. Did you ever think, you know what, but I just might not ever play it?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
100%, yeah. I mean, there's so many, especially when you first get to town and you're kind of meeting different writing groups. There's so many rooms that you're in Nashville where they're like, hey, we need to write a hit song today. You know, like that's the goal. The goal of this day was just dude sitting in the corner of a room just trying to make sense of a situation. And that part of it creatively is really rewarding too. It's just like, hey, sit down, say what you got to say.
Weird to have people in your business?
Yeah, but they were in it anyway. I don't really get a choice of that. That was not an added part of this moment.
No, rewind. Weird to have people in your business, period, even before the song came out, in a way that hadn't happened before.
Totally.
I mean, it was a high profile marriage.
Yeah.
And with that, the spoils of it was great. Yep. And then also, I got to imagine, though, I just was so mad at people about, I was just like, you didn't even need to defend it. And you've handled this like so freaking mature, and I just wouldn't have. I'd lit things on fire just for the sake of it. And I was like, people on the internet. Now, this is a very pro Morgan Evans show, and I was getting mad for you, and I kept going, Morgan's just acting like a mature adult. Maybe I should do that. You know, and that had to be tough to just have all these emotions and go, I got to worry about me and only me.
Yeah.
Because that's a beast when people just are wrong.
Yeah.
right? They're just, it's so I commend you for that, because I'd have been canceled by now.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was really tough in that way, and I mean, the only thing you control is you and how you feel and what you're doing. So I just, thankfully, I have good people around me that would keep reminding me of that and keep me grounded in that way. And I'll always be grateful for that. I found some really like true friends in life and in business. And I credit them with any of the smart decisions I made.
Like, you really learn who your folks are when times aren't the best, when there's really no huge benefit for them to be your folks, other than friendship and love.
Yep.
That's when you really learn who your people are.
Absolutely.
And that's the real benefit of a time that really isn't that beneficial, you know? And I think we've all been through them. This song's great. You're great. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm in love with you.
Thanks, man.
I
am. It's mutual.
I hope that makes you happy. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with Morgan Evans. I said it.
Wow.
I said it.
It's out there.
I said it.
I think one of the most beautiful lines, which may even speak to the maturity Bobby's talking about, is, I would have let go if you wanted me to.
Right.
That's a certain level of where someone is to recognize if you need, even though it's so painful, if you need me to let go, I would have done it.
Right.
What's the deal too? Because you're going to go and you're going to promote the song, obviously, but it's not like you want to go to every interview talking about your divorce, honestly. How are you going to handle
that?
No,
I really don't.
I know,
do that.
But you wrote a song. I mean, but I just wonder how you're going to handle that, because you're going, I wrote this song. It's the single. I'm here to talk about the single. It's just how are you going to handle that?
I mean, I feel comfortable with you guys, so it's like, if I'm going to do it anywhere, I'll do it here. But I don't know. Ask me in a few months, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
We'll specifically ask him that. We'll only bring him in to do that one question.
Yeah. Bring me back for one question in 3 months.
you still working out?
Yeah.
Like, you good physically? You hitting hard?
Yeah. I'm not doing the dry January thing right now.
Ray did that.
Feel pretty good about it.
Ray did it for 6 days. And then he came on the show and said, I quit. So it was a real, he's like, I'm doing dry January.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I quit. We're like, why? He goes, I don't know. It's Saturday. And so I hope you have, you're done. Yeah. You're good now.
Yeah. Well, look, I drank enough beers in Australia over Christmas to like last me through January, I think. So. Yeah.
Well, in Australia, the beer culture there, Is it 21, first of all, to drink beer?
No, it's 18.
Okay. Is it a loose 18? Meaning if you're 16, is it like...
Oh, no. They're pretty strict about that.
They are?
The 18, yeah. Mm. Yeah, pretty strict about most things in Australia, actually.
Is there an Australian beer that you really like that when you come to the States, you're like, dang, I wish they had Koala Light?
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Koala Light would be awesome.
You could probably make that. It'd probably work in America. But, look, there's so many beers back home now. It's like... all the little microbreweries when I used to live there are now, like, some of those are big beers. I quite enjoy just going along and trying every tap along there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, guys? This is it. This is our time. I try to hang out with him all the time. He's never around. What I think is, he sits at home and goes, I'm in Australia. Then he's got to post pictures in Australia on his Instagram so as to not blow his cover, because he doesn't want to hang out. Yeah. He's like, well, I told him I'm in Australia. So go ahead, Eddie.
No, along with the beer conversation, like, a lot of people talk about Foster's, you know, like Foster's for beer. Like, is that big in Australia, or is that just big here?
I think at one point it was big in Australia, like maybe in the 70s or something like that. But I think most of it's made here now.
Let's do it, Eddie. Yeah. Foster's. Okay.
I do keep Foster's on the bus. I keep Foster's on the bus in case someone asks that question and then they have to drink it. So if you come on the bus, remember that.
Boomerangs, Bones.
Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
We're going to do all the generic stupid things that everybody, Eddie's opened it up. Outback Steakhouse. Do they have them there?
I don't think so. Okay. I've never been to an Outback Steakhouse.
We should go together. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm going to take you and we're going to document your first ever. That's hilarious. Well,
that is.
Okay, but I'll probably be like, hey, where are you? I'm in Australia. Bro, I just saw you at the show 3 hours ago. There's no way you can be in Australia in 3 hours.
I'll post a qualifying picture straight off.
Yes. That. Meat pies.
Yeah.
You just said, yeah. I don't know what that means. Well, do you have them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's still a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Ask him about the kangaroo.
Well, oh, yes.
Ask him about the kangaroo.
This final question. It's not about you. I think if you just said, we're generically going to find a kangaroo in Australia. It doesn't matter. It's just law of averages. And you put it in front of me, I think I can whoop its butt.
Fighting a kangaroo?
Yeah. I would bet money on me. We're not finding one of those muscle ones that they put on the internet. And we're also not going to get a baby. It's just a random kangaroo. You put it in front of me, I think I can whoop a kangaroo's butt.
Okay.
Go.
Do I think, would I back you over the kangaroo?
They say, here's $10,000. Who are you betting on? To the death.
To the death?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's different kinds of kangaroos, right? You got the gray kind, which are around the coastal areas where most people live.
And yeah, I definitely whooped them. They're
old.
You
got those big red muscly ones inland. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have the agility I have. They're too many muscles.
Are you taking on one of the big ones?
I'm taking on a random kangaroo. It doesn't matter. They just grab one. They just draw the lottery. This kangaroo, whoop, average kangaroo.
Averages, you'll beat an average kangaroo.
What's up?
Really?
Yeah.
What's up? An expert.
Wow.
You know
from
what
Australia.
Do you know what his middle name is? Morgan Rue Evans. So don't tell me that the guy doesn't know about kangaroos.
All right.
Okay. All right, yeah. So you're going to Europe and you're playing these shows with Mitchell Tenpenny.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you're doing those. I'm trying to see. And then you're doing the shows with Brett Young all like March through January, February, March, April, May.
Yeah.
I can do it with my fingers. I got to know May. And then you're all, I mean, you got a bunch of shows, huh?
And then we're about to announce some dates for the middle of the summer, too.
Okay, here, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy year. Some here,
though.
Some here, some
okay,
abroad.
Stop with leaving.
Yeah.
God dang, man. That guy's gone all the time. Like he's trying to create a good career for him all over the globe.
Country music is so fun to play all over the world right now.
Are you a pop
so
star
exciting.
In Australia?
Am I a pop star?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It doesn't mean you have to do pop music, but okay, are you pop star popular in that people know you that just don't know country music back home? Like, do your songs get played on top 40 radio?
Yeah. Yeah, they get played on top 40 radio, yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool, huh?
We just got to do the New Year's Eve thing in Australia, which was one of the coolest gigs. And New Year's Eve in Australia. Uh-huh. They set up a stage at the Opera House in front of the bridge before they do the fireworks and stuff like that, which felt like it was a very old genre show, so I felt good to be involved in that.
That's in
a
Sydney,
country
the
guy. Yeah.
The Opera House, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I've been there. I climbed up on that bridge.
Did ya?
Yeah,
that's cool, eh?
They strap you in, and then you walk up all the stairs, and the wind's blowing you like crazy. And I was just like, I'm just looking for Morgan. And they're like, walk to the top. It was terrible. All right, you guys, at Morgan Evans Music, the song's over for you. Stream it so many times that you need to go to your doctor because you need some medicine to get you happy again.
Love
that's
it.
How much I think people should stream it. Check it out and then see Morgan all over the world, basically. Morgan Evans. Morgan, good to see you, buddy. Thank you for performing that. You're amazing. And that is all.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
If you want a good smile or have a good laugh this weekend, this segment is going to do it for you. The show attempted to sing Chris Stapleton's Tennessee Whiskey. And this all started because Bobby was over on TikTok and he saw artists covering Tennessee Whiskey and people in the comments were just going at him in a mean way, trolling, you know, not saying nice things. And Bobby's point is that this song is so hard to cover. And if anybody can even do it remotely well, that's awesome. And so he wanted to prove a point by having the show sing it. And nobody on the show is really singers besides Bobby and Eddie have their comedy duo, which they do sing, and they do have good voices, but it was fun just to hear from a perspective of everyone singing not prepared Tennessee Whiskey.
Number two.
I watch people online sing Tennessee Whiskey, and it's just hard to do it like Stapleton did it. It's just hard. His voice is so special. It's so distinct. I saw Kelly Clarkson sing it. She crushed it. But I watch these people sing it, and they're fine, they're good, and I'm like, dang, it's a hard song to sing. But then I watch people in the comments, like, torch them. And they're like, why are you singing this song? You're not good. I don't think people understand how hard this song is to sing. Like, and I've always wanted to do where, let's say, the Olympics, if they were doing swimming or sprinting. You know, we like to see a normal guy do it against the Olympians
yeah.
to see just how advanced they are. Because when it's everybody who can fly, everybody looks the same.
And it looks effortless.
But if you put Eddie out there running against Bolt, you're no like, chance. Wow, that dude can run. If you put Lunchbox swimming against Phelps, you're like, dang, Phelps, he really is fast. So I just want to show everybody how hard this song is to sing, okay? And you're all going to have a shot at it here from the chorus. Boy. And I really want you to try as hard as you can.
Oh, man.
Right.
Oh.
I want you to try.
Are we trying to sound like Stapleton?
No, or you're trying
just
to
be
sing
yourself.
It. Yeah.
Like an artist.
Yeah, just sing and try not to be funny. And if you're off your way off, who cares?
Okay.
But you're going to go from the chorus where it's you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. And if you need the with you, pull it up. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. Heck, if you're feeling Randy, just keep going. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Okay. So let's see what happens here. All right, going first. Probably the guy who can sing the best on the show. Eddie, you're going to go first, but I want you to sing it hard.
All right, man.
Okay, go ahead.
You're as smooth
okay.
as Tennessee whiskey.
Okay.
You're as sweet as Ooh. Strawberry wine.
Okay.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Yeah, that's good. Take it home.
And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
Okay, see, that's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Dude,
pretty
I was
good. It's hard,
that.
Though, right? It's hard. You gotta chase it.
So hard.
You gotta chase it. Okay.
Wow.
Amy, you're gonna go next.
Okay, I have to follow that.
Yeah, but at least you heard where to go in.
Hey, go in.
And Eddie will help you. Yeah, just go and be loud, and here we go. Here's Amy trying to sing Tennessee Whiskey. Go ahead.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
There she is.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine. Ooh. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
see how hard
good.
It is?
It's tough.
Pretty good. I like how you just stayed on one. Like, listen, I'd be bailing out earlier. Lunchbox, you want to take it home?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it home, baby. Let's
this.
Go.
You got this.
Do you? Okay.
Do I what?
You want us to help you come in?
Absolutely.
You have the words in front of you?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
Okay, Daddy.
You're as warm as a glass of brandy.
Take it easy, homie.
And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
Hey, I can't
remember. All right.
Hard, huh?
What'd you think?
Man, I felt like I did pretty good.
You did do pretty good for you.
That warm goes high.
Yeah.
Oh, it goes real high.
Let's go to Ray real quick. Ray, you ready to take this home?
Let's go.
We're just showing people how hard this is. Go ahead.
You're as smooth. Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. Take a break. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love
all the time.
There you go. See? We're going to respect him when someone tries to sing this song.
Of course.
You know, someone's...
Hey, you're up.
Wait, wait, yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You're up. I'll sing it hard. I'll sing it hard. Okay. Come on. Let's go. I can't sing, but I'll sing it hard. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Eddie, cue me in.
You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Woo. You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
This is where I'm real good here.
You're as as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Need the address? Come sign us all to a record deal group.
That'd be nice.
Wait. Our professional singer's not going to sing?
Oh, Abby?
Yeah, Abby. I mean, wait, oh. She takes voice lessons.
I know, but...
No.
The problem... Let me just ask her, and then we'll wrap it up. Abby, do you want... I'm definitely not a real singer. I only sing comedy songs, right? So I don't mind doing that hard song and embarrassing myself. But if you're not ready for it, I wouldn't want to put you there. So you don't have to.
But we weren't. None of us were ready.
We don't care. We don't try to do this outside of here. Abby, if you don't want to, don't do it.
This could probably ruin my
career.
Or it could jumpstart it.
I mean, when you have your shot, you have your shot. If a record
she
label
gets
walked
a shot
in,
every day
if a record label
show.
Walked in right
Abby,
now and said, "Hey, sing,"
you don't have to do it. It's up to you.
I'm gonna pass.
Okay,
oh
good.
My all God.
Right. I'll do it.
No, don't fall for that. Don't let him pressure you. She has passed. Okay. She has passed.
Weak sauce, she not a real
passed.
Performer.
We are done. Abby, thank
she
you.
She done. Exit stage left.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
It's always a fun day on the show when we do a fantasy draft. Y'all love these. You love seeing the perspective of a draft with different types of topics. And this week, we did the best rivalries, which could mean so many different things. And basically what happened in this draft is we did take it in so many different ways, from pop culture to personally to celebrities you may know. It just got a little wild and a little dicey. So, you know, it's out there. We all chose our teams and y'all voted. So if you still want to vote, you can go to BobbyBones.com. It's pretty fun to see the draft. But you guys just love these. These are all y'all's favorites. And if you want to check out all of the drafts we have ever done, you can go to our YouTube page. There's a whole playlist of our drafts and there's some really good ones on there. But this may be one of my favorites.
Number one.
Famous rivalries. Let's draft them. Morgan, you got the first overall pick because we rolled the dice. You're up. Who do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big superhero fan, so I have to do this. It's the Avengers versus Thanos.
That's good.
It's a big rivalry.
Yeah, and it's on brand, and it's a lot of people know it. Ah, good one. Mm. I didn't have that, but good one. Raymundo.
Yeah, we're big in Boston, so I got to go Yankees and Red Sox.
Good wow, one. That's a good one.
That's a good one, too. I'm going to go Morgan Wallen versus his neighbor.
Oh, wow.
That dude?
Funny. Yeah.
The video guy, right?
Yeah, he shot the video. So that's going to be my famous rivals. Amy?
I have Lunchbox versus Abby.
Oh, good one.
Ooh, Amy.
That's a good one. Man, you guys are killing it. There are a lot of good ones here. Good job. Lunchbox?
Well, Amy just, yeah.
You were going to do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tupac versus Biggie.
That's a good one, too.
Dang.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. We're going to go back order now. Lunchbox will go first. Lunchbox, what do you have in your famous rivalries?
Taylor versus Kanye.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That's a weird situation.
That was a weird one.
When it happened, you were like, dang, that's weird. But now you're just farther and farther away from me. You're like, that was bizarre. And then everything else he's done, too. Two strong ones. Lunchbox with Tupac and Biggie and Taylor and Kanye. Now, Amy, you've picked Lunchbox versus Abby is yours.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
What is your second one?
Shoot, Kanye Taylor off the table now. So let me go Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean.
It's a good one.
Oh, that's a real good one.
I had
one.
That on here, too. I was going to go the full Aldean family, but good for you. That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. I need to be a little bit traditional on this one. So I'm going to go Michigan, Ohio State. College football.
That's big.
But just Michigan, Ohio State. I need one that's not just ridiculous. Bray?
My boys. Sucks they broke up, but they're a heck of a rivalry now. Flaja.
Florida, Georgia.
Oh!
the guys from Florida Georgia Line. That's a good one. Yeah, BK versus Tyler.
Still go to the bar.
FGL. Dang, that's a good one. I wish I'd have thought of that one.
Does the bar split up like their pictures, like one side, one? And
they draw a line in the middle like the Brady Bunch when they're in a bedroom. Your side of the room. Wow, that's a good one. Okay, Morgan, your final of round two.
Dang, you guys have all really good ones, but these are two big companies, and everybody always fights over them. It's Apple versus Microsoft.
That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm. You just gave me an idea.
These are all solid or funny. This is going to be tough for the listeners to vote. So, Morgan, we'll go one more time up front. She has, as her two picks, the Avengers versus Thanos and Apple versus Microsoft. And this is famous rivalries or rivals. Go ahead, Morgan, final one.
Another big one for me that I love watching, staying in the movie realm, I'm doing Harry Potter versus Voldemort.
Solid. I wouldn't have picked that because I guess I've seen the first one.
You guys, I don't really understand. I had to watch it.
But that's super popular.
I was forced.
Ray, you're up, buddy.
Yeah, this one is going to either make or break me. I'm just going angel and devil.
I mean, that's
solid.
The ultimate.
Then it'll make me.
That's not bad.
Yeah! Angel. All right, I'm going to go Coke and Pepsi.
Mm. Good one.
Generic, but I'll go with it. Amy?
Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster.
Okay.
Two Taylors in there. Mm. Interesting.
I had one too that I didn't use the Taylor one.
What is it?
Well, Lunchbox, you're up.
He was talking about Taylor versus John Mayer.
I wasn't, actually.
Oh. He was talking about Taylor
just,
versus...
Just go.
Man, I gotta... I don't know who to go here. I don't even know if Batman versus Superman is a rivalry. They had that movie, but I don't know if they're really rivals, so I'm not gonna go that. I'm gonna go... Auburn versus Alabama.
Solid. Morgan, you're done.
That was it. I was last.
Everybody's
pick.
Done. Okay. Here are your teams: the Avengers and Thanos, Apple and Microsoft, and Harry Potter and Voldemort. That's Morgan.
I feel strong.
Raymundo has Yankees and Red Sox. BK versus Tyler of FGL. That one's funny.
I love that one.
And Angel versus Devil.
Yeah.
Solid. I have Morgan Wallen versus his neighbor who made the video. Will you put that neighbor who made the video so people know? Michigan versus Ohio State. And Coke and Pepsi. Amy has Lunchbox versus Abby. Maren Morris versus Brittany Aldean. And Taylor Swift versus Ticketmaster. And Lunchbox has Tupac and Biggie. Taylor and Kanye. And Auburn versus Alabama. That's a good one. That's be tough. I thought maybe Taylor versus every ex-boyfriend or screwed her over. That was going to be mine. Or Pete Davidson versus Kanye West.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been one. Or Taylor versus Kim Kardashian.
I had Texas versus Texas A&M also.
Same. Oh, good. I had, like... McDonald's and Burger King, Nike and Reebok. I had me and the FCC.
I got a question. Were Leno and Letterman rivals? Or are they just on this? See, I had that, but then I was like, well, people know that they were rivals.
No, that's part of it.
So I didn't. Did you see Leno got his show canceled?
Which show?
The Cars one?
The car garage, because now he fell off his motor. He got clotheslined on his motorcycle, breaking a collarbone or something.
So it didn't get canceled. He had to stop
making
it.
But they canceled the show.
That's
after he caught on fire?
Well, it's been a bad time for Leno.
Wow.
Yeah. Go to BobbyBones.com. Vote on the favorite team. Don't just vote on the top one. Vote on your full favorite team of rivals. That's a pretty good one. I feel like we could have done three more rounds of that stuff. Good job, everybody.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, that's it for me today. It's so fun hanging out with you guys on the weekends. I hope you enjoy. I hope you have better weather than we do here in Nashville, Tennessee. It's definitely really cold, and everybody's been staying inside. But if you don't have cold weather, please go out and enjoy it for us. And if you have cold weather, stay inside and maybe make the homemade hot chocolate that I made on my Instagram page, because it will keep you nice and warm and cozy if you have to be dealing with snow, ice, or crazy weather right now. I love y'all so much. I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Follow me on social media, all the things at WebGirlMorgan, and of course, the show at Bobby Bones Show. Bye, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.